first thing is to make sure that the police are in a position to keep the residents and visitors safe. So I've called for an urgent meeting with the Chief Constable of Dorset to get to the facts of the case. These are always horrible headlines to read, but we must place them in perspective, whether this is a sort of Boscombe-Bournemouth event, which is, you know, developed locally, or whether this is there are outside interests here from London and so forth. Boscombe happens to be the geographical location where these have been played out. These are all important facts to ascertain before we jump to any, make any conclusions. So I'm grateful that able to meet the Chief Constable and to discuss these matters, which are very urgent indeed.
I mean, that's the thing. These aren't the first time we've heard of violence from drugs gangs coming down from London to Boscombe and things obviously kicking off.
This is true. And when these things happened before, the police have introduced Operation Atlas and other operations which have come in order to break up and to ensure that Boscombe isn't seen as one of those places that's linked in with other drugs movements across the country. So that's what I'm trying to ascertain here. If there is a requirement for extra resources, then I'll be the first person knocking on the Home Secretary's door to say Boscombe is a thriving area, Bournemouth is a wonderful place to visit, to live and to work. We can't have this sort of activity coming on here damaging the reputation.
What would you say to those people, you know, who may be a little bit put off by reading these sorts of headlines? And what would you say to the people living in the Boscombe area?
Well, people in the Boscombe area are well aware of the good things that are actually happening there, and they're also conscious that, I'm afraid, bad news travels faster than good news. And so it's useful for when the media are reporting this to place it into context as to what else is happening. There is a massive regeneration project taking place in Boscombe. It has moved hugely forward in the last couple of decades. Obviously, these aren't helpful headlines in any way, and they need to be dealt with, as we're talking about. A lot of work still to do, but the number of NGOs are being removed. There's a massive investment taking place by the council and indeed the LEP money as well to focus on making it a much more thriving area, to get the pedestrian areas up and running again, bring in shops, and particularly to attract the digital economy, to use Boscombe as a base to take advantage of the university producing some of the best, you know, technicians in the film, digital film industry. These are the long-term projects which I think will be beneficial to Boscombe, and they mustn't be overshadowed by the very sad headlines that you've outlined, you know, that we've seen this week.